Bowen author Jude Neal has recently wrapped up writing of her new book of poetry, The Flaw. Currently in Greece, The Undercurrent caught up with Neal to ask some questions about how the project came to be. This is your 11th book, and you just had your 10th last year? How do you keep up the pace? I guess the short answer is I'm driven. I set aside 2 months a year where I make up my own writing prompts and come up with 70 or more poems. I also am involved in a lot of collaborations, which keeps me disciplined and productive. Last year I published 2 books because of this. The Flaw has 100 poems in it this year. Everything about the human condition inspires me. What is the subject matter and themes of your new book, The Flaw? As usual, it is an intimate examination of myself and relationships. In this book I talk of lots of controversial issues as well. I am highly motivated to write about what is going on in the world, from genocide to war, death and love. Where did you write the book? I.e., at your house, out in nature, etc. I write on my iPhone. Usually from midnight to 4 a.m. It's the absolute sleeping world I like. And, related to that, what does a typical day of writing look like for you? Or is it a little different every day? I don't write every day. A word or phrase will pop into my head and I'm off. When I first started publishing, I'd spend 6 to 10 hours on a poem. Now I edit as I go and each poem takes me about an hour. I write best under pressure, like so many other artists. Where did the inspiration for the book come from? This book is heavily inspired by nature, family, and the state of the world, both nationally and internationally. I try to move people by being authentic and accessible. Do you have a favorite poem from The Flaw? Yes, I do. Carrying Light. Carrying light in the blackness I struck. A match, a lone spark. Illuminated all I couldn't see. I had forgotten the wonder. Written across the obsidian sky. Or the sound of your breath. Rocking my worries to sleep. Through this December night. I have gathered you to my breast. Like a clutch of snowdrops. Shining white and small. Against the infinite band. Of velvet stretched taut above. Us holding our love. On the glittering blade. Of a knife. What do you hope readers come away with after finishing your book? That love matters most. That hard things have to be talked about, in a way that gives us hope, beauty and grace. I hope to transform the reader for a time, and to elevate and move through rich and evocative language. The Flaw can be bought online at http://www.ecstasiseditions.com/.